I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The idea is to broadcast the gospel, see people come to Christ, disciple them, and then plant a church. In Indonesia, it's no longer that easy. The government now requires a church to have 100 members and a review by all religious faiths before building. Back to the Bible's Frans Shilalahi broadcasts Christian programming on 27 stations in Indonesia. He says the requirement is a challenge.
You have to ask permit from 70 people, unbelievers, to set up one church. That's what the law says, and they released that law this month.
Next, religious violence between Christians and Muslims is spreading throughout Nigeria. Several accounts indicate the fighting is the worst to hit Nigeria since 2004, when sectarian clashes killed more than 700 people. The Bible League's Joseph Owen says it's a vicious cycle of reprisals. There was concern, too. He spoke with staff living in northern Nigeria.
We offered to evacuate our staff in these areas, and they all said no, they wanted to stay. They're on high alert. Their families have been moved to safe places, and we're just being cautious at this point.
And Greater Europe Mission reports that Portugal has 46 counties with no evangelical church. So, in the next 2 weeks, the Portuguese Evangelical Alliance will be holding a national event for Christian workers who want to see those counties with its own church by the year 2015. The challenge comes in facing several generations of people who haven't had meaningful exposure to biblical Christianity. Pray for incredible church growth. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date, relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.